This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Colombia's defense minister today apologized for an incident of police brutality that sparked two nights of protests that rocked parts of the capital, Bogota, and the satellite city of Soacha, leaving 11 dead and hundreds injured. Demonstrators took to the streets for consecutive nights after this week's death of a 46-year-old man. A widely shared video showed the father of two being repeatedly shot with a stun gun by police. He died later in a hospital. The video shows the man pinned to the ground and subjected to successive electric shocks as he pleads, please, no more. Police said the victim was found drinking alcohol in the street with friends in violation of coronavirus distancing rules. Two police officers implicated in the death face homicide charges. China has announced restrictions on staff members at the American Embassy in Beijing and consulates in mainland China and Hong Kong. Answering measures imposed early this week, China's foreign ministry described its move as reciprocal. Last week, Washington said senior Chinese diplomats would need a State Department okay to visit university campuses or hold cultural events with more than 50 people outside mission grounds. Both U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic November opponent, Joe Biden, today are marking the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. The event site, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where one of the planes in the 2001 terrorist assault came down. Mr. Trump was there a few hours ago. Mr. Biden began his day at the World Trade Center Memorial in New York, where he and Vice President Mike Pence exchanged greetings. World markets are mixed today and end to a volatile week of trading. Here in the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrial Average appears headed for a welcome gain for the week. It is up about 100 points, though the tech-heavy NASDAQ is down more than 0.8%. More news online at voanews.com. For your convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. India today.